Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to face a great and very consequential question. Are we ready for nuclear war? There's a former top commander in NATO who says we must be ready for a nuclear war. So what does that mean? Does that mean that we are going to be exchanging nuclear blows with Russia before or after the upcoming elections, which are a month from now? Not even, it's less than a month now. And that kind of question is among many that President Biden has to face, that we all have to face as Americans. President Biden making some comments that aren't exactly clear or reassuring regarding what is happening in Ukraine. Reports about further progress for the Ukrainian army, but does that further progress, which is occurring in spite of those devastating attacks on civilian targets by the Russians, that bit of progress for the Ukrainians, does that make the explosion of a wider war more or less likely? We will be talking about that on the Medved Show with Ilan Berman on the very latest about a religious split, which is threatening Putin's hands on power and on control in his very troubled country. Speaking of very troubled country, there's a very troubled race in Pennsylvania that may determine the control of the Senate next time. Everybody is pointing to three Senate races that are the most likely to decide who controls the U.S. Senate. In Pennsylvania, the race between Dr. Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor of the Keystone State. Then also in Arizona, where there all of a sudden is now a third party candidate who, at least according to one major poll, is in the race with 15% of the vote. Now, that means that he is a very complicating factor in the race between the Republican, Blake Masters, the point Trump-anointed Republican, and the incumbent senator, former astronaut and husband of Gabby Giffords, Mark Kelly. And then the third race is the race in Nevada, where Adam Laxalt, the Republican challenger, former state attorney general, seems to have an excellent chance of unseating Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, who is the most vulnerable Democrat, at least according to most polls. We will get to all of that and why one issue in particular seems to be flipping elections all across the country toward Republicans. Is Herschel Walker going to become a national interview, a national focus, a national issue, a national cause for Republicans to lose ground? Or actually, is there going to be so much sympathy for Herschel Walker and for his what people call persecution because of the continuing revelations about his personal life? Well, that is all remains to be seen, and we will get to that question as well. One of the things that is very clear is they had a series of debates in crucial states where senatorial races will help to determine the outcome and the control of the United States Senate, because right now, of course, it is 50-50. So basically, one Senate race, for instance, the one in Pennsylvania, could make the difference. Now, right now, that's a Republican seat because Pat Toomey has been senator for a couple of terms from Pennsylvania, a very successful, popular senator, brilliant guy. and somebody who I think has been an outstanding conservative representing Pennsylvania in the U.S. Senate. The race to replace him comes between John Fetterman, who suffered a stroke, and because partially, people say, of the sympathy that he encountered because of his struggles to overcome his stroke and come back to the campaign, he was running as much as 10 points ahead at one point against Dr. Oz. Not anymore. They are neck and neck. They are within the margin of error. And there was Dasha Burns, is a reporter for NBC who worked with John Allen to actually interview John Fetterman in his home. This is one of the first interviews he has done with anyone because he has a lot of problems expressing himself right now. And should it rightfully be a problem? Well, of course, health is a completely legitimate concern. It's a legitimate concern about President Biden. Frankly, it's a legitimate concern about President Trump, who is planning to run again. But about John Fetterman, well, judge for yourself. The reporter, Dasha Burns, who conducted the interview, says that Fetterman, during most of the time that they were talking in his home, was not cogent, that's her phrase, and could seldom understand the questions. Listen, this is clip 7.
We had a monitor set up so that he could read my questions because he still has lingering auditory processing issues as a result of the stroke, which means he has a hard time understanding what he's hearing. Now, once he reads the question, he's able to understand. You'll hear he also still has some problems, some challenges with speech. And I'll say, Katie, that just in some of the small talk prior to the interview before the closed captioning was up and running, it did seem that he had a hard time understanding our conversations.
Okay, and here is what part of that conversation sounded like when she asked him very directly about his medical episode, clip 8.
We've asked for your medical records. We've asked to have a conversation with someone from your medical team to interview your physician. You've declined those requests. Why?
Well, I feel like we have been very transparent in a lot of different ways. When our doctor has already given a letter saying that I'm able to serve and to be running.
I mean, respectfully, that letter from your physician, that was 6 months ago. Don't voters deserve to know your status now?
Being on in front of thousands and thousands of people and having interviews and getting around all across Pennsylvania, that gives everybody and the voters decide, you know, if they think that it's really the issue.
Okay, and then there is his problem with certain words in responding. Listen, this is clip 18.
His campaign required that he be allowed to use a transcription program on his computer during our interview.
I always thought I was pretty empathetic. Emphatic. I think I was empathetic. You know, that's an example of the stroke. Empathetic. I always thought I was very empathetic before having a stroke. But now, after having that stroke, I really understand, you know, much more kind of the challenges that Americans have.
Okay, there are all kinds of challenges for John Fetterman. The main challenge, however, and this goes to what the Republicans are finding is going to be probably the decisive issue in determining control of the Senate, determining the outcome in a lot of gubernatorial races, and yes, even with the House of Representatives, which is crime. The issue of crime, they are using all kinds of new ads to emphasize the issue of crime. And in fact, Herschel Walker is using one such ad that actually implies criminal behavior on the part of his opponent, the Senator Raphael Warnock. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Your voice will matter.
The Michael Medved Show.
So I just got one question for you. Are you fired up?
Your outlet.
Are you ready to go?
For outrage.
Fired up.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Let's go change the world.
Well, there will be a change in the world on November 8th because there will almost certainly be a change in the party that controls the United States House of Representatives. And look, I don't believe that Kevin McCarthy is an ideal leader for the House of Representatives. But for goodness sake, compared to Nancy Pelosi, in terms of supporting conservative values, conservative solutions. In terms of basic competence, I think Kevin McCarthy would be a tremendous improvement for the United States House of Representatives, which is why I think it's a good thing that Republicans all over the country seem to be winning in those House races. And what about the Senate races? Well, there's this item, a super PAC, a supporting former NFL running back Herschel Walker is airing a new ad which showing marital discord. Not involving Herschel Walker. No, not this time. New ad showing police body cam footage of Senator Warnock and his ex-wife after an alleged violent altercation. And the wife is complaining about, she says that Senator Warnock, who was not yet elected to the U.S. Senate, he was then Pastor Warnock, but still, that he tried to run over her foot. This was a very unhappy marriage. It was kind of the equivalent of the Six-Day War. I mean, it lasted more than 6 days, the marriage, but not much. And look, this is where we are right now, because the Democrats, and in terms of their campaign, what they are trying to focus on is this idea that if the Republicans take over, there will be, the sky will be falling. This was quoted by the New York Times when they spoke to a leading Democratic strategist who didn't want to be identified. And yes, they are trying to make it clear that if the Republicans take control, if particularly Mitch McConnell is returned as majority leader of the U.S. Senate, Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House, if that happens, then the sky is falling. It's the end. And we are in terrible shape. The problem is that people feel right now the sky is falling. That right now we're in terrible shape, and who's in charge? It's Democrats. It's a very difficult position for them to be in, and they focus increasingly, almost entirely, on the issue of abortion. In North Carolina's Senate Majority PAC, the outside group that is aligned with my Majority Leader Chuck Schumer launched a $4 million ad campaign against Representative Ted Budd. He is the Republican nominee for Senate. And the ad, In Charge, features a North Carolina doctor who looks into the camera and highlights how Senator Budd, if he becomes Senator Budd, would criminalize abortion and put doctors in jail. In Pennsylvania, they also have a super PAC, a Democratic super PAC, that has a new ad focused on abortion. The new spot highlights the stakes of the election and makes clear that electing Dr. Oz would give Republicans the power to ban abortion nationwide. Now, again, that idea that Republicans would actually move forward and do that, and that they'd be able to do it with a one- or two-vote majority in the U.S. Senate, there are already enough Republicans who do not support a big new national ban. And the reason why is because there were a lot of Republicans, including this Republican, who celebrated at the time of the Dobbs decision, because the Dobbs decision returned the question to the states where it ought to be. In other words, there is no need. The idea that we need to make sure that Mississippi and Vermont have exactly the same abortion laws is ridiculous. And the one thing that they decided at the Supreme Court was not that abortion should be eliminated or restricted around the country. It was that the states and the legislatures and the voters of the states and the people who actually choose have the ability to do that. And not every state needs to be the same. Speaking about states needing to be the same, there's also a a question about just how much Herschel Walker will be able to move beyond some of the charges against him. And I think the biggest problem he has is not the fact that he is accused credibly. He still denies it and denies it forcefully. He's accused of having paid for a girlfriend to have an abortion that would have been 12 years ago, and then 10 years ago, with the same young woman, he apparently conceived a baby and is paying child support on that child who is now 10 years old. And the difficulty about this is that when this initial charge of paying for an abortion came up, at that point, Herschel Walker said he didn't even know the woman. The difficulty he has is expressing himself clearly, consistently, and honestly, because lies are not a good thing for any candidate. At an event in Georgia, candidate, football star Herschel Walker, appeared together with some of his potential colleagues, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas and Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. And it sounded like this. Listen, clip four.
As they've been saying, something is better somewhere else. And I'm here to tell you it's not. So I've been telling this little story about this bull out in the field with six cows. And three of them are pregnant. So you know he got something going on. But all he cared about is kept his nose against the fence looking at three other cows that had been blown to him. Now all he had to do is eat grass. But no. He thought something was better somewhere else. So he decided, I want to get over there. So one day he measured that fence up. And he said, I think I can jump this. So that day came where he got back. And he got back, and as he took off running, he dove over that fence, and his belly got cut up under the bottom. But as he made it over on the other side, he shook it off and got so excited about it. And he ran to the top of that hill, but when he got up there, he realized they were bulls, too.
I am not sure how this moving story works out or helps the would-be U.S. senator. Meanwhile, some help for President Biden in confronting and deterring Vladimir Putin. There's a new statement by a former NATO commander that we must be prepared for nuclear war. We'll get to that with Ilan Behrman coming up on The Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In September, the producer price index jumped by 0.4%, the highest monthly increase since June when gas prices peaked. The overall year-on-year PPI declined slightly from August as 8.7% to 8.5% in September. The latest numbers also show that fresh and dry vegetables went up 15.7% in 1 month, grain went up 10.7%, and fresh eggs went up 16.7%. Mortgage applications are down again. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total volume fell by 2% last week compared to the week before. The Major League Baseball divisional playoffs continue on Wednesday with two games highlighted by the Los Angeles Dodgers hosting the San Diego Padres. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
There's a piece today in The Sun over in the United Kingdom, and it's a piece citing General Sir Richard Sheriff, who was former Deputy Supreme Allied Commander in Europe for NATO. And he says the world must be ready for nuclear war with Russia. And yet at the same time, you hear that the war is going very, very badly for Putin. That he is less popular than ever before at home. They have a mass mobilization that is going very poorly. To get some perspective on this and to the contradictory messages about growing dangers and growing encouragement from the front lines in Ukraine, no one better to talk to than Ilan Berman, who is the senior vice president of the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington, D.C., and an expert on regional security in the Middle East and the Russian Federation, who has consulted with the Central Intelligence Agency, as well as the Departments of State and Defense. First of all, Ilan, what about the possibility for a nuclear war? Do you believe this is just Putin trying to scare the world? Or is it a reasonable fear?
Well, certainly the hope is that it is Putin trying to scare the world. But I think the point that you were making is exactly right, right? This is intimately linked to Russia's military fortunes in Ukraine. And as you know, and as we've talked about before, those fortunes are on the downslope, pretty dramatically so, right? By almost every conceivable metric, the Ukrainians are putting up a valiant fight. They're reclaiming territory. The Russian military is in a shambles, and it's a shambles that's deepening because the recruitment drive, the partial mobilization that Putin announced at the end of September is really not going well. It's not having the desired effect. And so Putin is not just not gaining ground, he's actually losing ground at a pretty dramatic clip. The reason this is problematic, it's not problematic for the Ukrainians. It certainly, one hopes, it drives us to a speedy conclusion to the war. But the problem is that Putin, as a result of his brinksmanship, as a result of his strategy, he sort of painted himself into a corner. He's losing so big that the chances of him escalating catastrophically through the use of tactical nuclear weapons has gone up dramatically. Now, this doesn't mean that he's definitely going to do it. I think if anybody tells you that they know that he's definitely going to do it, they're blowing smoke. But the reality is that Putin is failing so bigly, if you were to use that word, that it is likelier than it was just a couple of weeks ago. Right? This possibility is much more on the table now than it was, just a few days before when we talked.
In your most recent piece, you say Putin's war is deepening Russia's religious divide. And it's fascinating. It's partially about how the burden of this new mobilization is falling disproportionately on that close to one-third of the Russian population that's Muslim. And that is a real problem. You also have a number in your piece, Ilan, and I hadn't heard it before, that 750,000 people have already left Russia. They've checked out, going somewhere else because they're not eager to serve in the Russian army.
Well, right, and that's exactly right. And that's a huge story because all of this is coming against the backdrop of a Russia that's experiencing pretty dramatic population decline. The Russian Federation, right, the Soviet Union before it, has been in steady decline in terms of the size of its population since the 1960s. And this is something that really didn't comport well with Soviet leadership, didn't comport well with Vladimir Putin. And in fact, if you look at the things that he's been doing domestically, every single year when he talks, he gives his State of the Nation address, demographics and rebuilding and strengthening the population is priority number one. It's not Crimea, it's not Ukraine, it's the population, because he understands that this is a fatal vulnerability. And despite the fact that he's trying all these remedial measures, the population is still below replenishment, right? Russia is still losing people every year to death and emigration. And so the population is shrinking. And now the Ukraine war has accelerated this dramatically because it's a Putin venture. It's not a Russian national venture, the war. And it is forcing people to vote with their feet. It's the partial mobilization that Putin announced in late September has really scared a lot of Russians. It's really sort of brought home the fact that the war could touch them, could touch their families. And so Russians are now beginning to leave in droves. You have close to 1 million people that have left since late September, and they've gone to places like Kazakhstan and Finland and destinations in Europe. But what this is doing, right, on an aggregate level is it is dramatically accelerating the weakness of Russia's population.
Well, there's another matter here that Walter Russell Mead, who writes, I think, perceptively and forcefully about foreign policy issues, is worried about deterrence, where our deterrence warning that there would be serious consequences if Putin invaded Ukraine, well, obviously it didn't work. And what he's concerned about is the credibility of our deterrence regarding the use of tactical nuclear weapons against the Ukrainians. Do you think that President Biden must do more to make it clear what some of those consequences would be?
Well, so that's the operative word, deterrence, because it's very clear that what Putin is doing by blustering about the fact that he might use tactical nuclear weapons is he's trying to deter the West. He's trying to deter the West from continuing to support Ukraine, right? The idea here being Russia threatens uncontrolled escalation. Countries in Europe and the United States, they are increasingly put on the back foot. And they're going to ratchet back their support for Ukraine. And therefore, then Putin can eke out some sort of strategic victory, despite the fact that the war is not going well for him. Right? That's the calculus. That's why military strategists from across the sort of the political aisle are warning the Biden administration that, first of all, I don't think it does any good to hype up the idea that there's going to be a nuclear Armageddon, because I still think that, on balance, this is a possibility, but it's not a probability. But at the same time, this should reinforce our commitment to Ukraine, because the point here is Vladimir Putin is emboldened if he thinks that as a result of these threats, we're going to back down, we're going to back away, and then he can win. So this is really a time for choosing on the part of the Biden administration, and hopefully the president chooses the right course.
Well, one of the points that Walter Russell Mead makes, which I think is a powerful point, is that in the run-up to the war in Ukraine, the one thing that President Biden said very clearly and repeatedly is no American troops will be involved, there'll be no American troops. There were pledges of what we wouldn't do, not warnings about what we would do. Can that be clarified without being basically viewed as saber-rattling?
Well, I think it certainly can be. And, you know, to their credit, folks in the White House have been trying to do that, at least quietly, to the Kremlin. There have been all sorts of reports that have leaked out into the press that people like Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, have had phone consultations with Russian officials, warning them of catastrophic consequences if there is the employment of nuclear use. And that's an important message, not so much because Vladimir Putin needs to hear it, because Vladimir Putin is, I think, locked into this path of escalation. It's the fact that there are people around Vladimir Putin who are have a different calculation of their own political position, but also of what's good for the country, not necessarily for the guy who's in charge currently. If those guys are deterred, right, and this is our moment to establish our deterrence, if those guys get clear warnings of what will happen if they allow Putin free rein, the likelihood goes up that they won't allow him to have free rein.
Let us only hope. The most recent piece by Ilan Berman about Putin's war is deepening Russia's religious divide between the Eastern Orthodox and the Muslims, who are disproportionately impacted. It's a profoundly important piece. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. The latest comments by the President of the United States about Russia coming up on the Medved Show. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next rise.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the Michael Medved show, you probably have lost count, but there is a verdict that is just in the process of being handed down right now in the latest Alex Jones defamation, and basically the charges against him have to do with ruining people's lives. Even beyond the pain that they suffered when their children were killed. Well, how did he ruin people's lives? By blaming them for committing a great fraud, by suggesting publicly again and again and again and again over the course of years that the shooting, the mass shooting in Connecticut at Newtown was a fraud. In any event, he is paying compensatory damages, he is paying pain and suffering damages, and the totals just here. I'm sorry, I've never seen anything like this. Alex Jones, this is breaking in the New York Times, and they were just announcing it in the courtroom in Waterbury, Connecticut. The jury met. And they ordered Mr. Jones to pay the Sandy Hook victims' families over $700 million. Now, he's made a lot of money over the years selling his conspiracy theories and products like Instahard. No, that's really, that's one of his major money makers. And but $700 million. I think this sends a message. The $700 million a jury in Connecticut awarded damages to the families of eight victims killed in the 2012 shooting and an FBI agent who responded to the scene. Jones had already been found liable for defamation after he spent years falsely describing the shooting. The first plaintiff, Robbie Parker, is awarded a total of $120 million, and there are 14 more plaintiffs. This is probably going to be appealed, almost undoubtedly, but the need for Alex Jones, if he is going to continue operating under any capacity at all, is going to be to reach some kind of agreement. And that agreement is going to be sending a very, very clear message that you are responsible if there are horrible consequences to other people from your knowingly, with reckless disregard for the truth, you are knowingly sending out false information, particularly if it's a life and death situation, as this was. Speaking of life and death situations, 8 people have been detained, this is according to CNN, over the blast this last Saturday that damaged the only bridge connecting annexed Crimea with Russia, marking a critical juncture in Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Russia's Federal Security Service, the FSB, claimed that the main intelligence department of the Ukraine's Ministry of Defense, its head, Kirilo Budanov, and its employees and agents organized the terrorist attack on the Kerch Strait Road and Rail Bridge. Russian state media RIA Novosti reported today. Now, whether they have actually, again, unless those people were living under Russian control, which it would be hard to imagine they would, the detaining of those individuals might have been difficult or difficult to understand. But we will get to that as the story becomes more clear. Speaking of story becoming clear, Jake Tapper did an interview with President Biden for CNN, and he raised the possibility of Vladimir Putin blowing up the world by using tactical nuclear weapons. And Biden responded, listen.
What is the red line for the United States and NATO? And have you directed the Pentagon and other agencies to game out what a response would be if he did use a tactical nuclear weapon, or if he bombed the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, or anything along those lines?
There's been discussions on that, but I'm not going to get into that. It would be irresponsible of me to talk about what we would or wouldn't do.
Have you asked the Pentagon to game it out, though? I mean, just in case?
The Pentagon didn't have to be asked.
Okay, it's a reasonable answer. Then Tapper goes on to ask Biden about another kind of explosive disaster. This one not involving war, but involving the economy. This is Tapper asking Biden about recession, 9.5.
Should the American people prepare for a recession?
No. Look, they've been saying this now, how every 6 months they say this. Every 6 months they look down the next 6 months and see what's going to happen. It hadn't happened yet. It hadn't. There's no guarantee that there's going to be. I don't think there will be a recession. If it is, it'll be a very slight recession. That is, we'll move down slightly.
Does that reassure people in the United States? Will it help the fellow Democrats that Mr. Biden wants so ardently to assist? That is unclear as well. Also, is it's unclear when you're talking about the future with Russia. Tapper asked Biden a very good question. Does he consider Vladimir Putin a rational actor? Clip 13.
Do you think Putin is a rational actor?
I think he is a rational actor who's miscalculated significantly. I think he thought, you may recall, I pointed out that they were going to invade, that all those 100,000 or more troops there, and no one believed that he was going to invade Ukraine. You listen to what he says. If you listen to the speech he made after when that decision was being made, he talked about the whole idea of he was needed to be the leader of Russia that united all the Russian speakers. I mean, I just think it's irrational.
So if he's not rational and...
No, I didn't say he's not rational.
You said the speech is what...
I think the speech is... Okay. His objectives were not... I think he thought... Jake, I think he thought he was going to be welcomed with open arms, that this has been the home of Mother Russia in Kyiv, and he was going to be welcomed, and I think he just totally miscalculated.
And then another question about the level of Putin's miscalculation. This is clip 16.
How realistic is it, do you think, that Putin would use a tactical nuclear weapon?
Well, I don't think he will, but I think it's irresponsible for him to talk about it. The idea that a world leader of one of the largest nuclear powers in the world says he may use a tactical nuclear weapon in Ukraine, and the whole point I was making was it could lead to just a horrible outcome. And not because anybody intends to turn it into a world war ending, but you just once you use a nuclear weapon, the mistakes that can be made, the miscalculations, who knows what would happen.
And then he had a tough time, the President of the United States, answering a question about energy and climate change and costs. Listen.
We passed the look. What I ran on, I said we're going to deal with energy,
right?
And the energy problem, we're going to deal with the whole notion of global warming. We passed $368 billion worth of help, which, as the same bankers talk about, is going to bring $1.7 trillion off the sidelines investment. We passed the look. What I ran on, I said we're going to deal with energy.
Maybe a little bit of confusion there. Speaking about confusion, the world has been confused for a long time, expecting that as human population grows, shortages would grow, and people would have less and less ability to build or spread posterity. There's now a massive new book. I mean, it is full of provocation. It's full of documentation about human flourishing on an infinitely bountiful planet. You want to feel a little bit better about the future for your children and grandchildren? We will be joined by Marion Tupi. He is the senior fellow at the Cato Institute and co-author of the new book. It is called Superabundance, and a superabundance of provocation needed for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.